Okay. Jack Harlow. I did watch Spider-Man, so I
are you going to count down, or are you just going to...
No, no, I'm just saying. I'm just giving you a little bit of, you know.
You didn't watch Jack
Harlow? I did watch Spider-Man.
Okay. Oh, you watched Spider-Man?
Yes. So I'll give him a little mini review. Right. If you're down for that, so give me a countdown, Brett.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Media Mixtape Podcast. It is your boy, Obi Jack. Sitting across from me is my brother, Josh G.
What up?
Welcome across back to another episode. This is going to be a movie review. Definitely a late one.
Yeah, I feel like I've always felt like you stressed out more than anybody.
I just feel like anybody else. Like does. People want to hear about it, like right when it comes out. Yeah, but
I will say this: no one is talking about this movie.
Yes,
definitely. Which is interesting, I think. And
is there a reason why? Or yeah. Is there not?
We'll discuss that later. But yeah. I will say we are only a couple weeks removed since it released.
Yeah,
so
a couple weeks.
We're not super far away. We are obviously reviewing, as you can tell by the title. White Man Can't Jump with
the remake, the reboot,
whatever you want to call it, with Jack Harlow himself. Now, I am a self-proclaimed big-time Jack supporter.
Yeah.
I'm a big Jack Harlow fan. Not a stan, but I'm a big fan, for sure. Gone to a concert of his already.
I would say you're a stan, bro.
I got COVID because of Jack Harlow, I'm pretty sure.
You get upset anytime I say something negative about Jack.
No, I get upset because I know you haven't actually listened to the shit that I've recommended.
What do you mean? You reviewed it.
No, you reviewed his new albums. Yeah, for sure. Yes. I'll say it again. I still say this. His favorite project of mine is still Loose, which is like his first came one? Out like 2016, 17. One of his first projects.
Yeah.
His new stuff hasn't really moved me now. That's what I'm not a stan. If I was a stan, I'd be like, no, I love all of Jack Harlow's shit. Right, I don't love all of his shit, but I think he's really, really good. Anyways, point is, it's interesting. This is why we'll start off with this at least. And I know we're not going to review immediately. We have some news to get into, but I'll start off by saying this. I will say it was a mistake, and it has nothing to do with the movie. This is prior to me even watching a second of the movie. I thought it was a mistake to redo this movie because regardless of how good it was or how bad it was, people were going to shit talk it because.
For sure.
You're remaking a cult classic. If someone call it a classic, some call it a cult classic. Some people say it wasn't that good of a movie, but however you feel about the original White Man Can't Jump, it is a classic in my eyes.
Yeah.
So you're remaking that classic, and you're taking Jack Harlow, who's never acted really in much aside from like Dave, the TV show, and you're taking him and being to be the star.
A co-lead in a movie.
In a classic movie. So it was a risk, and we'll talk about how I feel about it afterwards, but I will say it was already a mistake to make the movie. I was expecting the hate, but is the hate valid? We'll talk about that later, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. So that we'll get into a little bit later. I will get into some movie news. Starting off with Jared Leto has been seen climbing a hotel wall
Has been seen by you, by the way, too.
Yes, Berlin.
By seen by Jake's own eyes.
With no harness. Now, the video makes it look crazy, and I think, I don't know if this is a publicity stunt. It looks like he's, like, super high up. But then, like, at the end of the video, they zoom out, and he's, like, barely above the ground. If he fell, he would maybe break a wrist or something.
Oh, so he's, like, pretty close to the ground.
He's pretty close to the ground. Like, he would definitely hurt himself, but not, like, severely.
From what you showed me, it looked like he was...
on the fucking minimum, sixth floor or whatever.
Fourth floor.
Yeah.
So, what is it realistically, like, second floor?
No, it's like the first floor.
Oh, you wouldn't even call it second floor.
No, I wouldn't even call it that.
It's a one-story building. Like, it's a one-story building.
He's on the first floor, but there's like some stairs to get to the first floor.
If I were to hop out this window behind me, I'm on the second floor.
We're probably higher than him.
Okay, yeah.
At this point.
So, yeah, because I was going to say, if I fell out of here, I'm breaking a leg.
Yeah. He would probably maybe fracture something.
Yeah.
Most likely be okay.
Twist his ankle.
From the height. But it's just like, what are you doing?
Bad spring. Yeah. Maybe for a movie.
No.
He's climbing? How do you know?
Because they zoom out and there's just like people.
No. I'm not saying, this is what I meant earlier. You said that earlier. He's a very methody actor in the sense of.
Oh, he's doing a climbing movie.
If he's doing a rock climb, he wants to feel the adrenaline. Even if he's just starting out right now, he says, you know what? No one gave me permission to do this. I got to train myself to learn how to be a mountain climber because of this new movie I'm making.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and climb this fucking hotel room. And I'm just getting warmed up. right? I'm on the fucking first floor, but they caught me getting warmed up. But, you know, like that's his mindset, I feel like. Didn't he also have like an ear necklace at one point in his fucking career as the Joker, right? Yeah. So this guy gets pretty into the characters that he plays,
right?
Which I'm still surprised he hasn't played Jesus once in his life. Has he? He has to have, right? At some point?
I don't think so.
There's no way.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, you said that, and I'm like, I think I have seen him in a Jesus movie.
Yeah,
no,
right?
I don't think so.
He at least looks very Jesus like all the time. But yeah, so.
He's also like fucking 60 years old or some crazy shit.
No
like that.
Way.
He's super old, bro.
No
like,
way.
Like, he's older than. He's not 60, but
no
he's.
No shot, yeah.
He's in his 50s.
40?
I think. 48. No, I think he's in his 50s.
I would say 48.
I mean,
do you want me to Google this?
No, I'll Google it. Let's see.
I usually have a laptop in front of me. I don't have a laptop right now. But
Jared Leto age.
You know why I don't have a laptop,
it says,
actually?
It doesn't exist. 51.
That's not that old, man.
It's
come
not
on.
That old.
I said 48. I was close in 60.
Does Jared Leto feel 58?
I mean, 51? Yeah, no, he's not look young.
I would have thought 40s.
You thinking?
I would have thought 41, probably.
To me, his age showed a little bit in, and obviously it's because of the character he's playing, but in the last movie we saw him in, the Marvel movie, Morbius.
Yeah.
Trash, by the way. But not Marvel, it was DC, right?
No, it was Marvel. It was Marvel.
Wow.
It was Sony.
Oh, okay, there you go. That's why it was trash. Yeah, so we saw him in that. He looks pretty old there, but obviously he's like a sick doctor.
Yeah, it's
and
like part of the character.
Part of his character, but he looked older, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really super shocked. 51 is not super shocking. It's definitely like he's been an actor for a minute, I guess, so maybe that's part of it too, but I don't know. Anyways.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Go to a rock climbing school or whatever. I don't know. If that's the case.
Yeah, it's not real. It's not real, bro. It's not real unless you make it real, man. And he's making it real as fuck.
But that's what they do. That's real. They go and train in those facilities. You know what I mean?
Like rock climbers just go, bro.
No, but they go like train like any athlete. So,
some may not, bro.
Some get in the gym.
Some may just live in the fucking wilderness.
That's true.
Climbing
I don't know.
Mountains.
He doesn't even have climbing clothes on. He's just like in.
Or maybe it's a parkouring movie.
Maybe, or maybe he's just a weirdo.
Yeah,
I was weirdo.
I think that's the most likely option. what I'm suggesting.
Moving on to like maybe not some necessarily movie news, but Apple has announced Apple Vision Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm bringing this in because it's like this is more tech thing, but they are allowing users to watch TV, movies, and more content on this VR headset that they're releasing, which is releasing next year.
Would be a nice sell. Is $3,500 was the price, by the way.
Insane.
Includes,
am I going to spend that?
No, but maybe. It should include automatically Apple TV Plus, right? I mean, come on.
It's probably not going to.
It's real. But if it did, that'd be a little bit.
They'll probably give you a year. They give you a year now.
Because then I could do the math and be like, well, in fucking 5 years.
I'm making money.
I'm breaking even, you know, which is not true at all. It's like $6 a month for Apple Plus TV. Yeah. But, point is, we'll see. It is interesting. No, just connect with movies because this is going to be a possibly new way for people to watch movies. Why are you going to go to the movie theater, spend 18 fucking bucks for a ticket, which, by the way, I love doing. And I think I'm actually sad that the reality is at some point in time, we are no longer going to go to the theaters maybe.
And this might be the starting point.
And this might be the starting point for sure. So I'm sad about that, but I'll be in the front line defending going to the theater. Jake, for a second, was on that train. The pandemic hit. He was nervous about COVID, which we all were. But
yeah.
You were for a while like I'm not gonna go back,
and I was like
if I do go back I'm double layering mask, and I did. I would double layer mask.
It was like a lot of the movies that were coming out weren't like super big action movies.
So weren't
like,
drawing and yeah.
I could watch this movie at home.
Which you could. You could watch many movies at home, but there's something
like
about going to
movies,
theater, man.
Like when Top Gun 2 came out.
Yeah.
I was like, there was no way you can watch this at home and have the same experience.
You can, but it's just not the same. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a better movie watching in the theater. So I was on that train for a little bit. I won't deny it. I was like, this is easy.
And I'm not like hating on you. I'm just the point I'm bringing is like even that someone in this room on this podcast has been in that thought process, that mindset. So many people are, right? And so I'm nervous about that. I'm always going to fight for that. But this is interesting because it's this thing. If you guys haven't seen it, look it up. It's you wear goggles and you can basically have a laptop, Apple Watch, iPhone in your eyeballs, essentially, borderline. Which, let's be real, 20 years from now, the goal is that, right? Connect shit, like just like fucking that movie, the show Black Mirror.
Yeah.
They're trying to do something like that at some point. But this is like the first step of that, right? Goggles, you look, you have a screen in your eyeballs. Super intriguing. I'm like all team Apple everything too. So I'm like on the side of like, I mean, sounds pretty fucking convenient. You know, you have your, put your goggles on, you have, I mean, your laptop, phone, and watch.
For me, part of it is like already with the VR, you can get NBA courtside tickets and watch a game courtside. Now, obviously, you're not really there courtside. But the idea of like, I may never have this opportunity to sit courtside at an NBA game, but I could 80% kind of feel like I'm there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That stuff is what intrigues me the most. There's games, obviously, that I think intrigue me a lot. Disney Plus is also going to be, you're going to be able to watch Disney Plus on these. So they've already like connected with Disney and made a partnership. So that's going to be massive for them.
For
so.
Sure. Here's a question.
Yes.
Are you getting it? Obviously, you know, let's not even talk about how much it costs. Just say you have the money. You're thinking about it.
If I had the money.
Are you paying for
yes,
it?
Yes, I would get it.
Damn.
Because I've been wanting to get a VR headset already.
Me too, but.
Because there's some games that I want to play. There's some like things that I want to look into and like, you know, things that look really cool. You know,
yeah.
There's that football game that you get to like be in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff like that I definitely want to be.
So it doubles as a VR headset?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'm on the side of nah. I'm on the side of nah. Let's wait and see. Let's test it out.
I'm not getting this one for sure. Maybe the next generation when it's, yeah. You know.
When you get the reports of, like, this guy, you know, eye vision issues, vision damage.
Yeah, let me wait a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why I tell people, man, we are the test dummies to an extent. We're the guinea pigs when it comes down to iPhones, even, right? iPhones have been out since 2008, 7, right?
Yep.
So who is to say how is it going to affect us and our mental health, our physical health, our well-being media, when we're 60?
Yeah.
Zero people.
I mean, it definitely affects me now. Like
my leg twitches.
I can't.
Like my left leg vibrates.
I can't just sit in my thoughts for 30 minutes.
No, that's true. I've gotten to a point where
I have to be listening to something.
Hope no officers of the law are listening to me, but I've been at red lights. I am scrolling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been,
and it sucks to admit that, but it's just automatic at this point.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. There's if I don't have a podcast on some YouTube on or something.
Oh yeah, my attention span is shot.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have the same attention span for sure. So
It's tough. That's a big thing. But no, I'm talking about physical too. Like physically,
getting in a weird place of like if you don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, dude, when I was 18 years old, I had 20/20 vision. I cannot see you right now across this room. I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah.
I can't see Jake, but you're blurry. You're a little blurry from
the
this
point
distance.
Is like it's a
that has to have been part of my fucking phones, you know. Yeah, and so shit like that, man. It's just like, man, in 460, are you fucking kidding me? Like we have no idea how this stuff is gonna fucking affect us. So
yeah.
I'm definitely cautious of that. I had an Apple Watch for a few months, took it off, don't use it anymore. I'm people think I'm fucking lying. My wrist like hurt every now and then, like out of nowhere. It's like weird aches in the middle of my wrist that I wasn't used to,
right?
You know, where I don't know what the fuck it was scanning up in my wrist and shit, but you know, it's obviously just, you know, conspiracy
head,
theory
probably
in my head. Yeah. But yeah, it's just shit like that where it's like, man, it's just, you know, technology is getting too crazy for me. I'm gonna be that fucking old geezer who's like, I don't know about this young device.
I think I'm getting to maybe that's what happens is like I'm getting to a point or an age where I'm like I kind of don't need all these things, you know what I mean?
Exactly, that's part
of
it.
I've had my Apple Watch for a few years now and like I started looking, maybe let me get, you know, just a regular watch.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Hopping off that. Yeah.
So it's like, I'm getting to it. It's definitely.
I don't use it, bro. You try to tell me, like, oh,
use it a lot. I definitely use it, yeah. And I probably still have an Apple Watch for the foreseeable future.
Running and working and all.
But they're like the other day, we went out. I didn't take my Apple Watch. I took just a regular watch, you know?
Felt nice, right?
So, like nice.
Yeah,
so.
I'm trying to, and it's funny, I'm trying to do the opposite. Like, people are like trying to get all these new technology things. I'm trying to delete apps off my phone.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't trying to be so into sports or what's into the media, like, you know, movies we're talking about and things like that, I would probably delete all my social media, to be honest. And it's nothing bad with social media. It's just what we see all the time, you know? It's like
so much.
Bro, like, I'm having a good day. And then, like, you know, your buddy of yours is posting, like, some crazy conspiracy shit that whether you believe him or not is like,
damn.
Like, what if this is happening? Yeah. Or, you know. This is scary, like that you don't think about in the world, you know, You don't think about getting into a car accident until you fucking come across a video on social media of some crazy, some crazy ass car accident. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, now you're all of a sudden scared to drive. So shit like that, where it's like, damn, like you get exposed to so much negativity. Yeah, that's why I don't watch the news, really. You know, like watching the news is all negative stories and stuff. So it's
again,
like,
again, see, it's an age thing. I started watching the news a lot more now that I'm getting older.
When we were kids, we watched it every day.
Yeah, but that's like morning news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not necessarily as deep as like CNN or MSNBC or whatever.
Well, and then, like, you know, Trump was right. We can't, you know, it's all fake news. So that's why I don't watch. It's where you find out that I'm just like this crazy ass fucking. Well, you know, it's all fake, right? By the way, you know, they're all lying.
Earth is flat. Everybody knows that.
So it's like, you know, but the point is, I'm saying is like, I'm trying to get the opposite. I'm trying to like take off media. I'm trying to take off technology. I'm trying to go outside more and fucking breathe
Apple's
air.
Apple's trying to get you to be like, exactly, wear this all the time.
Exactly. Know? So I'm not on train with it. I'm on the board with this. Here's a big question. Do you use your Snapchat AI? Have you talked to the motherfucker?
I don't. No.
I literally, like, when I saw that, I was like, this is insane.
I'm legitimately scared of AI, bro.
Yeah, I won't talk to him.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy, if you're listening right now.
I'm legitimately scared. I'm like, you know, it's gonna change a lot of the world, and I think people don't realize that. People go, "Oh, it makes things so much easier. Oh, look, ChatGPT, I can just make a recipe fast." Bro, that shit is gonna fucking change.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's happening so fast too, man.
Yeah, it's like so quick. The next day is like, "Oh, now I could do this. Now I could do
that."
Last
2 years, I've been thinking this is very possible, but now it's like, "Oh, this is happening," and there's no really option for us.
It's happening at an exponential rate.
And there's honestly, to a point, you can't even escape it.
Yeah.
Snapchat has AI. Yep. I was on Twitter. Some guy asked for an AI fucking translation bot, and I literally translated a video for him.
Well, you know, I've been watching. You sent me that one. I've been watching TikToks of Adobe has like a generative AI for photoshopping, right? And I'm like, and so all these graphic designers are like, "Oh, this is so awesome. This is amazing." And I'm like, you realize that, like, it's making your job obsolete a little bit.
I know, man.
Like, oh, someone who could just go in and click a button very quickly can do basically what you've been trained for years to do.
Would you mention music editing right now or video?
No,
video editing, right?
Picture editing.
Oh, yeah, there's picture editing.
Yeah.
I've seen video editing.
Yep.
I've seen AI create a picture, expand a picture, zoom out, and create AI generate what's picture around the person. Video editing is crazy. I mean,
that's why I'm tripping out. People are like, "Oh my God, this is amazing. This is so amazing." I'm like, it's not amazing. Your job is day by day becoming more obsolete.
Why would they hire you to press that button when they could just press the button yourself themselves? Right? Or they're gonna pay you a lot less because all you gotta do is now at some point you're gonna use the AI. That's it. And there's no creativity. And I'm sure creativity is still going to be valued at some point. But it's just, we can go down a rabbit hole of how scary this stuff is. But I was thinking about this recently, too. As scary as some of the shit is, instead of thinking so negative, let's flip it on, you know, flip it on the other side and say, hey, this could also do a lot of positive.
Great things.
No, medical-wise.
Supposedly there's a cure for cancer, supposedly.
Yeah.
That an AI
is like, this is it.
Yeah.
Zinc, by the way. You should have listened to Joe Rogan. You guys haven't heard that. Hey, I was like, where'd you come up with this? I listened to a Joe Rogan podcast, and zinc is the fucking answer. Like, you know, it's just like, I don't know, man.
It's definitely positive.
There's positives. So you don't be too super scared, it definitely is like, I'll slow down on it.
Yeah.
I'll see what the news says first.
That's the thing. I kind of want one of these headsets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, me too. So of course.
I'm part of the problem.
No, I mean, who doesn't want? Who doesn't want the new technology, you know?
So we'll see. It does look like you'll be able to watch movies and TV shows a lot more immersively, which is really cool. So it's supposed to come out next year. They just announced it. And it'll come out next year. So moving on to some more movie news. Fast X has surpassed $600 million earnings worldwide. And this is why there is going to be a second and third.
There's three people
of the 10th movie.
There's three people in this room right now. My girlfriend's here in the room, not paying attention to us, but
yes.
Neither of us have seen this movie. Who the fuck is watching this movie, man? I know three people isn't a lot, but come on.
$600 million worth.
Oh for three in this room. I don't get who's watching this fucking
nobody
movie.
Nobody in my house has seen it.
Who's watching this movie, man?
I have no idea, man. People love it. I'm telling you. I was saying the other day, there's people get tattoos of Fast and Furious. I'm like, bro, how do you like this series that much?
There's like a guarantee there's a Vin Diesel tattoo, right? Of course.
For sure. There. Vin Diesel, The Rock, Jason Statham.
Well, that begs the question then. You have, Jake's a tattoo guy. I have zero tattoos, by the way. Anyone curious? What am I asked, but it doesn't really count. no one can see it.
No one can see it. It's fine.
It's for me. It's a personal thing. No, but and I have zero tattoos. Jake has a couple tattoos. More than a couple.
Couples, yeah.
More than a couple tattoos. A couple sleeve tattoos. Yeah. What actor or what movie do you love so much, or musician, that you think at some point, maybe not their face? No, their face. Now, I'm asking their face. No, it has to be their face. Because someone out there has a Vin Diesel tattoo, of course you would actually never do that.
Because I would very easily get a Forrest Gump tattoo.
But if someone was like, gun to your head, you gotta get your favorite actor or musician on here, who are you adding to the sleeve, bro?
Because, all right, so Forrest Gump is my favorite movie of all time. So I would easily get like a tattoo of the hat, right? The Bubba Gump shrimp hat. Like that would be.
It has to be the face, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Face.
I don't want to get Tom Hanks' face on me. You know what I mean?
I just think that is actually, now that you said that, is so fucking hard. Him with the red fucking hat. I don't know, man.
Yeah, maybe. But he's a red hat. It's fucking Tom Hanks. It's a red hat. Red Bubba Gump shrimp. Bubba Gump shrimp. Yeah.
That's tough, bro. You actually might have inspired me to get a tattoo. Well, I've told you, I only have one idea for a leg sleeve or tattoo in general.
Yeah.
And it's very, I would literally be getting athletes, celebrities on my leg. It'd be a whole sleeve of athletes. So
that's like a little different. Getting an actor and an athlete is totally different, I think.
An athlete, yeah, I guess. Because an athlete, it's like you're inspired by them.
Yeah, yeah. Like
they're in action. I'm not just getting them standing there.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I would get Kobe and Gigi. Kobe just standing there holding Gigi. Yeah. That was an idea I had. So... yeah, I don't know. You're talking to someone who would be down to get someone else in their face. My dad did make the point, though. He's like, if you get fucking some celebrity or basketball player or football player on your fucking leg and you don't have me, I'm gonna be pissed.
I think that's tough. Actor's tough. I don't know. I don't know if I like any actor enough to where I'd...
That's tough. What you said was tough. That was a tough idea. Forrest Gump, yeah, for sure.
I like it, but I'm saying, like, I don't know if I want Tom Hanks.
Of course. I'm saying, but I'm saying you had to choose. If you had to choose, that's a good one. I think that's a solid one. If I had to choose... I mean, yeah, man. I don't think I could.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
I don't think I could. Yeah, really. I couldn't even think.
It's tough because, like I said, it's my favorite movie of all time, but I don't think I would want that. I don't want Tom Hanks on me. Well, so,
anyway, shout out to the Fast and Furious, man, making those movies, making the moves. You sent me the video of Tyrese saying that he somehow he was like, I grown up, man. I wanted to become Will Smith and Denzel Washington combined. And I somehow did that.
Like, somehow, some way, I accomplished that.
Like,
no, you didn't, Tyrese. Who do you think you are, bro?
The conversations on that set, I mean.
I don't.
There's three people minimum on that set that have pretty insane things.
Vin Diesel.
Michelle Rodriguez. And Tyrese have all three separately, on separate occasions, multiple separate occasions. Have all three said some crazy shit about how they see themselves and view themselves in the movie world.
But to Tyrese's credit, I'm not agreeing with him. Obviously, that's an insane statement to make. I'll say this. Baby Boy, his performance in Baby Boy, which is like a movie way back in the day, probably one of his first movies, to be honest. He has a really good performance in that. It's more of a drama. It's not really a comedy.
Well, we talked about this last week.
He's pretty good in that movie.
We talked about this last week. I saw him as kind of not necessarily a legend, but like a pretty good actor. Like
He's decent. He's decent.
Very known. Like, no, there's actors you know that say that's a good actor, don't know his name, right? Don't know her name.
Right.
That's not Tyrese. Tyrese is good enough borderline household name. Right. Borderline, obviously
not. Yeah, I mean, part of doing a music career, but that's what I'll say. Like, he's not the worst actor, but to compare yourself.
I like his performance in Four Brothers.
And Will Smith. One of the biggest movie stars of all time.
Yeah.
Denzel, bro, American Gangster, Remember the Titans.
Yeah, yeah.
Training Day.
And I guess maybe you could say that was taken out of context. His actual statement was more like, that's the type of guy I kind of am, which is kind of somewhat I could see where he's coming from.
Yeah, but he's like the great value version of that.
You know what I mean? Denzel is the super gangster, hard, tough, you know, lead bro
amazing
guy.
Amazing actor.
Yeah. Will Smith is a, you know, nice.
Box office.
Yeah. Main, you know, like really positive. Comedic guy. And I guess Tyrese is somewhere in the middle, which is kind of true. He is somewhere in the middle of that.
I guess.
He can do both. You know,
each of them are very far away from him, but
he can do a little of both. They're both better at him than both of those things.
He's done drama and he's done blockbuster movies. So,
in that sense, I guess. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in his defense, I guess.
Somewhat, yeah.
But it's very far.
That's like it's like a fucking eighth man on a basketball team being like, I'm somewhere in the middle of Jordan and Curry.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's
that is crazy.
I mean, Yeah, you could shoot a little.
Yeah.
You could play a little defense.
You're a decent three-point
shooter. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But
you're very far from those guys. Yeah.
You're not close to
very, those guys. Hilarious. Yeah.
That's kind of where it's at.
Yeah. So it's such a funny statement. But people like the movies. It made $600 million. That's why they keep making them. So
yeah, man. Hey. More power to them. More power to them.
People are fans of these. Moving on to The Flash. It has debuted on Rotten Tomatoes at 72%. That is out of 53 reviews. The film is set to release June 16th, which is next week, I believe. Next week? 2 weeks from now. Next week. So 72%. Now, that's only critic reviews. I had been hearing that it was like more in the 90s that most people would like it that much.
I listened to a pretty well-known podcast now called Smartlist that I tried to put Jake on a few months ago, and now they're having this whole fucking tour, and they're having fucking, they have an HBO documentary, and Jake fucking missed everything, but it's all good. But I'm listening to this podcast called Smartlist. A lot of you guys probably heard it. It's with Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes, all three good friends, and they're all actors, and they interviewed like just the craziest fucking
I've
people.
I've seen clips of that.
Yeah. You've seen clips of their HBO special, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's been really popular on TikTok.
Oh, so
and
that's
stuff.
Their podcast. They have a
They're
podcast.
Touring. They went on a tour. That was what the, that's what the the videos you're seeing. It's their tour. They went on a tour, and they're interviewing people. They, cool. they interviewed Kevin Hart on stage on one of the clips. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yeah, I've seen
that one. But they interview the craziest fucking people on their podcast because they're actors. I mean, Jason Bateman's been an actor since he was a kid, literally. So they know so many fucking people. So like they're interviewing big, huge names. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because they interviewed Ben Affleck recently. And obviously because Jason Bateman was in the new movie Air with Ben Affleck. And what's his fucking name? What's Ben Affleck's best friend's name?
Matt Damon.
So yeah, obviously, you know, that's part of it.
Yeah.
So they get him on, and he's talking about this movie coming up, because I don't know if you guys know, Ben Affleck as Batman is, spoiler alert, it's in the trailer, spoiler alert, Ben he's Affleck Batman. Is in this movie as Batman in The Flash. And he kind of was like, hey, that movie's good. Now, he was, obviously, he's in the fucking movie, so there's only so much he's going to say, but he already quit being Batman.
Yeah. So he doesn't necessarily have to say it's good. Well, maybe he does. Maybe he's on a contract.
Maybe. He's on a podcast with some homies, and he sounded genuine when he said, that movie's pretty fucking good, by the way.
I've been saying this. So. I said it's fucked up because this is going to be one of the best DC movies in a while.
And it's done.
And it's done.
Yeah.
And it's totally fucked.
We might as well burn it to the ground now before we even watch it. Yeah. But hey, Ben Affleck said it's good. You're hearing reviews saying it's good. These new critic reviews saying it's not that great. But hey, critics saying giving it a C is like, that's kind of a win, you know? Yeah. They're not flopping this shit. They're not giving it. If it was a 40, I'd be like, all right, this is a rough to come back from.
The critics have been more miss than hit, I think, recently.
Especially with superhero movies.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that. Ben Affleck said it was good. I kind of believe him. Sounded genuine. And so we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with that. We will definitely check it out and talk about it on the pod. Lastly, for movie news, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse earned $13 million domestically on Monday. It sits at its total at $221 million globally. So, smash success. I did go see it. Josh has not seen it yet.
Now, can we explain? I was actually, my friends went on Saturday. And what did I do on Saturday night that I couldn't go? Some coworkers of mine went. And they invited me, and so I thought about going, but I was busy, couldn't go. I'm not going because I haven't seen the first one.
Which is insane. I don't know.
I know a lot of people are like, what's the last one? And it's kind of, and I told my coworker, explained it this way, and he was like, okay, I get what you mean. I haven't seen it in part because I know it's good. I've accepted the fact that it's good.
Right.
I know it's going to be a good movie. I know I'm going to like it. I already respect it as probably one of the best comic book movies. Right.
I mean, there's people saying it's the best comic book movie of all time.
Yeah. So I've already like accepted that. So now it's like at this point, it's just a matter of time before I end up finally sitting down and watching it.
Right.
But I agree. It's good. Even though I haven't seen it. You get what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I've already, for a fact,
even though you haven't seen it, I know that it's good.
And it's like one of those things. It's like, I don't know. It's like,
there's no rush to see it because you're like, I know it's going to be good. So it doesn't really, matter if I see it.
Exactly.
You don't need to make your judgment. So you're like,
yeah. 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 I'm not in a rush.
Yeah.
I'll get there. I'll get there. There's certain TV shows I like that I'm like, I know it's good. You know?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to go watch Friends. It's good. I get it. Yeah, it's good. You know?
For sure.
It's great.
Yeah.
One of the best. I agree.
But it's like Ted Lasso thing. It's like Ted Lasso thing.
Just like Ted Lasso too, to an extent. Yeah, okay, that's a perfect example. Just like Ted Lasso, I told Jake for a while. Jake's been on Ted Lasso for a year and a half, maybe when it was second season.
Years,
in. So Jake's been on Ted Lasso for a while, and I've been like, I'll get to it. It's good. I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's great. And this week, I finally started watching it. So I'll get to the fucking Spider-Man movie. I love Ted Lasso, by the way, so far. I'm 6 episodes in. But point is, I know it's good. I'm going to get there, and I'm going to fucking love it when I'm there. But I'm just, I'll put it off a little bit. So I'll watch it. And especially because I want to watch this new one in theater. So I'll definitely probably see this next week, honestly. Or this could be this week. This week I'll watch it.
Well, I'll do my super quick non-spoiler reviews.
She was ass. She was hot.
She was true.
A hot ball of garbage.
I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
I'm not going to say much else because you kind of got to see it.
And you gave the first one?
I would give the first one a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
This one I give a 9 out of 10, and there's a reason. Some people actually, it's funny because some people's reviews are like, the reason why I gave it a 9 out of 10, some people are like, that's why it's a 10 out of 10. So
there's something that you didn't love.
Yeah.
That they did. Yeah. And you think.
I'm definitely in the minority here.
Okay. You're like, other people like this. I'm not a fan of it, but I'm not going to argue against it. Kind of thing.
I would argue against it, actually.
Okay.
But it's hard to explain without like going into
it. I really want
to
watch it.
So I guess I'll say a lot of people are like, oh my God, it's 10 out of 10 because of this. And I would go, I did not like that. And I think it's a 9 out of 10 because of what they did. But overall, great movie.
Why focus on the one fucking point? You gave it a fucking 9. It's a big one,
and you have to see it.
No. But I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, why you focus on the negative? You love the fucking movie.
Yeah, I loved it. So. I loved it. It was great. It was so much fun. It's definitely like great to see the first one and see the second one. It's like just a great continuation of the story. So,
could you be coerced into giving it a 9.5? Or is
no,
it that big of
no,
a?
No, it really bothered me.
That really bothered you.
Yeah,
okay.
It really bothered me what they did. So I would say no.
Did you watch? By the way, I saw this clip. I don't know if it spoiled much for me. Don't explain, because if it did spoil something for me, I didn't understand.
Yeah,
the explanation. Okay, the spoiler. Yeah. But there's a clip where he's like, or the scene where he's like standing there, and then he turns and he's like wearing a jacket. And he's like, I'm Spider-Man, and he's like telling somebody, hey, Spider-Man. He has like a black suit on and shit. And in the theater, he's like, he's black. Like super loud in theater.
Yeah, I said that to you.
And then he's like, oh man, it's just people are going crazy laughing. like, so you think he wasn't watching the whole movie? Is that the beginning of the movie or?
No, it's in the middle of the movie. Oh, okay. It's again, you'd have to watch it and
understand
even more. In that moment, you know, you have to watch it to realize what's happening.
Okay. So anyways, it looks good. Looks great. I'm sure it's great. Jake says it's good. Not it's better great. Than the first, 9 obviously.
Out of 10. First one is 10 out of 10 for me. There are some people saying that, and I just feel like it's recency bias that this one's better than the first. I don't agree, but it's pretty damn close to the same.
Okay.
To me. So.
Okay.
That does it for movie news. If I missed anything.
Sorry, real quick. I heard the soundtrack slaps.
Yeah, it's Metro Boomin.
Okay.
Soundtrack does slap for sure. That does it for movie news. If I missed anything, let me know down below or on Twitter, media_mixtape. There wasn't, again, much music news. I will get into this. Reportedly. Leaked.
Rumored.
Rumored that there is a Drake album.
Yeah.
Coming out works. Soon.
Like week or two. Like next like pod, we could
possibly,
be talking about.
Yes, possibly even this week.
A Drake album,
Surprise Drake album.
You think he would do that, though? He's about to perform. Like, he's about to start concerts, like, now, in June, right? So, like, why would he drop an album and then immediately go tour and not do that album?
I don't know. 2 weeks? I think maybe 2 weeks.
I don't.
2 weeks is enough time?
I don't think so.
So, the only reason why, okay, so there's a Reddit thread that, like, it's all about Drake. This one account, I forgot what the name is, correctly predicted the surprise, honestly, Nevermind album drop. Correctly predicted the
21 Savage
and Drake drop
collab album.
And that same account has come out and said Drake wants to tour this new album. So, and he knows that his fans need a couple weeks to learn the lyrics. So he's going to drop it soon to perform during the tour.
I don't think so. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, the tour is already called It's All a Blur. If he drops an album called It's All a Blur, it'd be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I
mean, and I think for him, it could kind of be like, because he's done it already, right? He's done the mega releases. He's done the surprise releases. So he's like, fuck it. I could just throw another album out there that I would like to perform, you know? It's not going to make a difference. I'll still make the hits or whatever, you know?
Maybe. I'm definitely on the side of nah, but I did see the reasons why, like, you should believe this account. And I'm like, all right. There's some validity. There's some credibility there. Yeah.
They know something.
I'm not really gonna. go ahead and go all in on that. I will say, music-wise, Jake sent me this track by Central C and Dave. For those who don't know, the two UK artists, fire-ass track called Sprinter. If you haven't heard it, listen up. Barred up. How to take the girl to therapy. She got E-cup bra. She got a lot on her chest. Bar.
Super bar.
But I will say, they dropped the EP. The whole EP, I heard it. It's really good. Central C and Dave. Shout out to the UK. But I wasn't just going to say, it's getting so big. I had a homie who lives in San Jose. He sent it to me. That too. And I was like, does he listen to UK shit? Obviously, right. Probably because it was inspired. Like,
Central C's big, though, because of the Doja Cat record. And I think that might be part of it, which is insane because Dave is like the way bigger artist in this scenario. But a lot of people in America are probably hearing it because of Central C.
They like Central C, yeah. Not a lot of people like Dave in America, which is crazy because he's better. Sorry. No offense to Central C.
No, for sure.
To me, this is like J. Cole. Dave is J. Cole.
This is like Drake.
Dave?
Yes.
Dave is like J. Cole.
Would you say it's Drake?
Stormzy.
Stormzy?
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Literally
the dynamic. But all right, whatever. You can disagree if you want.
Yeah, no, that's
argue
right.
With
yeah,
your mom. That's true. I'm not from the UK, so maybe UK people
could. Dave's more low-key. Dave's more low-key.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So I would say this is like J. Cole collabing. Obviously not J. Cole now. J. Cole now is like 38, 37. Right. He's fucking older. He's like not young J. doing Cole music. I'm talking about young J. Cole collabing with Quavo or something.
Yeah.
You know? Young Quavo, if that makes any Quavo fans feel better about Central C, you know?
Yeah, something like that.
Some kind of mumble rap. I don't want to disrespect Quavo. I'm also not even saying Central C's bad.
J. Cole and 21.
Yeah.
Literally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah. It was a surprise.
Yeah.
And 21 impressed.
Yeah. 21
Central
impressed.
Central C.
Like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Came out with Doja. How can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay. that was the first line of the song. And then
you said it so professionally, it was hilarious.
And you don't expect him to have these incredible barred up tracks. And he wasn't like, obviously super lyrical, but he got some bars.
He got
some bars.
It's a style.
Flow is crazy.
It's just a style for sure.
He has a couple of tracks that anytime he wants to get in a romantic mood, by the way,
yeah.
He just samples whatever song you think is like kind of romantic. He fucking has sampled it. Yeah. It's like he did, I'm obsessed with you in a way I can't believe. Fucking, just Pink Panthers. I'm such a fan of Pink Panthers. I think it was that track that he sampled. He sampled that, pitched her up a little bit, and then he just started like talking romantic and shit. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
He just samples fucking shit like that. And, yeah. But anyway, shout out to UK peeps.
Definitely.
And
go
UK
check
peeps
that
out there listening to us because we had some UK fans for a bit.
Fire. And definitely go check out Dave if you have not listened to him. Dave, mm-hmm. Central C, both great artists.
So highly recommend.
So yeah, that does it for news. If I miss anything, let me know down below on Twitter or on Twitter, meet_mixtape. We're going to get into our White Man Can't Jump review. Do you want to go just non-spoilers?
Yeah, full spoilers, you mean?
Because if you know the original story, you know this story.
I mean, there's not much to spoil.
Yeah.
There's not much to spoil, not much to not spoil.
Yes, so we'll get into it. Now first, did you watch the classic?
I didn't rewatch it.
But you've seen it.
But I've seen it at some point in time in my life.
Probably, no?
I agree. I should have rewatched it before I watched this. But I'll say this: I've already sat on this fence and on this side of the fence. It's a classic. Period.
Yes.
That's it.
I will say
that's all
definitely
I need to know.
Watch it because I started watching it again. I fell asleep because I was really tired. But I will say I don't think it necessarily holds up. Like I thought it was going to.
And I think part of that, right, you have to realize, like, with this movie, with White Man Can't Jump with Jack Harlow, I think the difference with this one is it's with the times, right? The times.
Yeah, it's just a newer version. Same
so
story.
They're going to say different jokes and things.
Also, White Man Can't Jump is not necessarily the most unique story.
No.
It was a unique story at the time, but, like, I'm saying in general, like, people who hustle people for money in basketball tournaments and all that stuff, like, that's... There's like Disney movies that.
What's
like,
that movie with Tupac where they do that too? They don't hustle people for money, but they go to like a tournament or something. I think Tupac's in it, no?
No. No, Tupac's not in it. I don't know.
There's a movie. Fucking. I thought Tupac was in it. There's a movie where there's a famous clip where he's grabbing a gun from his bag.
That's why I make a jump.
That's why I make a jump. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. I think that's Juice.
Yes, yeah, Tupac's in it.
But they're just playing basketball.
Okay. Sure. Anyways,
I don't think they're
in a tournament, bro. I don't know. Anyways, point is, whatever about the original. The original is the original.
Yeah.
Maybe it holds up for some. Maybe it doesn't hold up for others. I just still look at it as a classic.
It was funny because I told Chris, I'm like, oh, let's watch the that new White Man Can't Jump movie. She was like, well, I don't want to watch that, but we weren't doing anything. And I'm like, let's just watch it. Like, it's an hour and a half of our time. Like, you know, it can't be that crazy. And I'm like, and I like Jack Hart. I thought it was a great casting. And I'm like, I like Jack Hart. I want to see if he's good at acting. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, let's just put it on. You know what I mean? It's, you know, mm-hmm. it's probably not horrible. Mm-hmm. So I was actually kind of excited to watch this one.
I expected it to be not great, to be honest. I expected to have some moments of cringiness. I expected some moments of, ugh, yeah. I really tried that. But I was pleasantly surprised,
I
man. Agree,
and I think Karina was the same. I think she was like, you know what? Yeah, this movie was actually pretty funny.
I don't see much wrong with this movie. Was there any point in the movie where you're like, that was dumb?
It does feel like...
Maybe fast?
It does feel like lower budget to me.
Lower budget, sure. But I mean, there's not much high quality stuff they needed, really. That some of the action shots. I'm just saying,
it felt very low budget to me. And
sure. It was a Hulu movie, right?
So yeah.
They're definitely lower budget than a fucking big time blockbuster movie. So
yeah. So that was. But this movie
could have been in theater, and I wouldn't have been super butthurt about that, the effects or anything.
No. It's fine. Because there's tons of movies that are made like that now.
What do you think, the action scenes or?
I just like, if you watch the classic, it's just more, I don't know what it is. It's
genuine?
Just more cinematic to me. Just more like, oh, this is a movie. This is like.
I know, you know what? I know exactly what you mean. When there are certain angles, right, where it's like, this looks like you're on a, right. It looks like you're on a set.
Yeah, a little bit.
It doesn't feel like you're in that gym.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't feel like you're in the fitness gym.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like those scenes. I'm like, it doesn't really feel like he's there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really big. The gym is really big.
There's just like a vibe, and I don't know how to explain it, really. There's like a vibe from like, oh, this is a big budget movie versus like...
The directing is just, yeah. Yeah, and I think it just comes down to the director. They probably picked a better director, you know, back then than it did with this one. Another director was bad. It's just more of like, I get what you mean. That feel of like, it's almost like when you listen to a song and like the production isn't as good. You're like, all right.
You know, have you seen Euphoria?
Yes.
Okay. You know how, it's a lot of handheld and they're, like, in the room with them?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, like, it feels like a TV show. And those feel, like, a little low budget to me.
Sure. Like, if this one was a TV show, that's a perfect example.
Yeah.
If this was a TV show, the Jack Harlow movie.
Yeah, it was, like, a series.
You would 100% feel it.
Yeah.
And you'd be fine.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, I'm in this series.
A show. Exactly. It felt like more of a show. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a perfect example. I know what you mean. People might not be listening, but I know what you mean.
It's still not fully explained how I'm saying, but...
No, you're right. You're right. It definitely does sound like that. Seemed like that. But either way, that is true, but it wasn't a super negative for me. It didn't bother me too much throughout the movie, but I could see how that would bother someone. I thought it was good. I thought the relationship with the main guy, and which I should get the actor's name, which we know that. What's he from? What else has he been in?
I don't know. I don't know what else he's been in. I'll say this, and you're going to hate me for it.
What?
I think they should have got a known actor to be across from Jack Harlow.
Interesting.
I think. Wow. What do you think I'm going with this?
Wow, I Googled this for 2 seconds, and first, Rotten Tomatoes, 27% on the tomato meter. That's come on, critics.
Way too low.
What are we doing here? And also the director, Jonathan. Edited. Okay, how about I say it wasn't that Jonathan? Jonathan Schwartz. Why did that name sound familiar? What has he done? But anyways, his name is Cinqua Walls. I believe that's his name.
I don't know.
So you pronounce it? I should say. He also plays a pretty younger guy. He's actually 38 years old. The actor. He's been in Resort to Love. He's been in Nanny, American Soul, The Blackening, that new movie coming out. It looks pretty fun. It looks pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, he hasn't been in much. I agree with you. I didn't have a problem with him though.
I don't have a problem with him. I just think.
But I did think when I first saw him in the trailer, I said, doesn't make sense to have Jack Harlow. Again, I'm rooting for Jack Harlow, obviously. Yeah, so it doesn't make sense to have Jack Harlow across from, someone who, like, again, not very known because. In the original movie, you're talking about Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson, who maybe weren't the hugest actors at the time.
Well, Wesley was, I think, already.
Yeah, but they were definitely, you know, which is fine. You have one huge actor and you have one small actor.
Newcomer, yeah.
Especially if you're going to have, again, Wesley Snipes at the time.
Which I may even be wrong. I don't, obviously, this came out so long ago, but because they could have been both big. I think Wesley was already pretty big.
But they're both, now knowing what we know now is my point, I guess. They're both incredible actors. So it's kind of
definitely
like,
would have upped the budget if you get the person that I think was perfect for
it. Are you talking, and let me guess, can I guess?
Yeah.
You're thinking about John David Washington.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. No. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, would have been too much.
And
he's short. No offense.
It's fine. It's fine.
Nah, it's not.
It's fine, bro.
It's not, though. The original movie, they're kind of the same height. I think you need that.
Well, they're not in the NBA, bro.
I know, but still. Oh, also he goes to the NBA.
Michael B is like 6 foot.
Spoiler, bro. He goes to the NBA at some point.
I know, but he's 6 foot, and you can believe it, bro. Whatever it is, it is.
Michael B. Jordan's not 6 foot tall. He's 5'10", bro.
Google it.
You looked this up recently?
No. I don't know.
Dude, he's literally
it's a movie. You can make it. Jake, did you say he's 6'2"?
No. Did you not? No. This is a horrible idea. Your obsession with Michael Jordan is getting too far.
They do it all the time.
Ridiculous.
It's not even an obsession. It's just
an obsession.
No. Think about
every time we talk about a movie, Michael Jordan comes out. I love Michael Jordan, by the way.
I love Michael Jordan, but it's not that. Is that you think about like Wesley Snipes and how big Wesley Snipes was.
Let me ask you this question before I search this, before I press go on Google.
I'm gonna say 6 foot.
No. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
What is the cutoff of like, all right, nah, he's too short?
5'7".
I'm not even fucking with you, bro. I think he's 5'7".
Check.
He is 6 feet tall.
I told you. He's tall, right? He's a height. And you could say he's 6'2", bro.
How tall is Jack Harlow?
He's tall, too, I think. I think he's like 6'1", too.
Nah, he's probably 6'1", 6 foot, yeah.
I think he's tall. I'm pretty sure, like, I've heard that he's pretty tall. Because him and Drake are, like, the same height, and Drake's pretty tall, too.
His height's not popping up for some reason.
Mm. But it doesn't matter, bro. Movie magic. Al Pacino's, like, hella shorter than Robert De Niro, but they're always the same height movies, bro.
Sure, I hear what you're saying. I don't think I would have liked
it. Tom Cruise is like 5'5 and shit, and he's fucking the same height as everybody.
I don't think I would have loved it. I think more people would have went to go watch it, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I think you get a bigger budget one. You could have put it in theaters. And I think it would have been more of a draw, for sure. But I think when you're getting someone like Jack Harlow, who's a rapper, you need someone with some credibility. And not to say, like, obviously that guy was good, and I think he was funny, and I think he did great.
I think he played his role great.
Yeah, I agree. I just think you get more of a budget, you get
for now, the draw.
Yeah, you get more of a like, oh, Michael B. Jordan's in this. This is a different level of a movie. And
sure,
bigger budget. You could probably could have done it in theaters, and it gives Jack a little bit more leeway, because now people go, what the fuck is Jack? He's a rapper. He's not even an actor. Like, you know.
And then this guy doesn't even act.
Yeah.
You know, I had those same thoughts for sure. When I first came across, I think he played fine. Cinque Walls.
Yeah.
I think he did fine. I agree with you, but I also am glad they gave this guy an opportunity, because I think he did great with what he had to do.
He did great. I think Jack was amazing.
I think Jack was really good. I think Jack has solidified himself as an actor rapper.
Yeah.
After this one.
I think he was the better of the two, in my opinion.
No. I don't think of so.
You don't think? I think the comedy wise, and
he's funnier.
I think they were both like equally as far as acting, and he's obviously Jack is the comedic relief. He's supposed to be, but I thought he was better, in my opinion.
Maybe.
I mean, it's close. It's not like it's like a, you know, but I thought Jack was better. I thought he had a lot of the better of the stuff.
Maybe, and I'm not even gonna super disagree with that, but I'll say they both did fine. They both did fine for me.
Yeah.
They both did a good job. I didn't have a problem with either performance. I didn't have a problem with the casting necessarily.
Yeah.
I love that we had a lot of names that we are familiar with. I feel like Jack pulled a little bit of strings here and there with some of his connections, because you had a guy like, what's the comedian's name? Who's in the gym with him? Super fucking famous. Anthony Schwartz. What's his name? Schwartz, too.
Comedian.
No? Schwartzy? Schwartz?
I don't know. I just Vince Staples when it wasn't.
Vince Staples in it.
Vince Staples is fucking hilarious.
You know
bro.
What I'm talking
he
about.
He needs
bro.
His own TV show. Come He's a comedian.
Yeah.
Schwartz. I don't remember. I saw this movie fucking 2 weeks ago.
Comedian. I didn't recognize the name, the face, right? Andrew Schwartz.
Oh, Andrew Schultz.
Andrew Schultz. Damn, Schwartz.
Yeah. He was the Connect. That's who he was. Okay.
Yes, he's a Connect. That was pretty funny, little like you know, little cameo.
Blake Griffin's
in it. You saw that little cameo too, by the way. I don't know if you noticed this. The Hispanic dude that Jack's trying to sell his 30-day detox to. The Hispanic dude in the middle, he's the only one that has a line.
He's the
fucking TikToker.
Damn,
homegirl domestic violence.
Yeah,
he's in it.
Yeah, I noticed him.
That was cool.
I thought all the comedy was great. I thought even the story was good. I just think it was rushed a little bit.
I don't like that. Yeah, it was a little rushed. Of like, damn. Like, okay, because I'm a little bit of a baller, guys. Just for those who don't know, I've torn my ACL, so I'm official. I'm officially a baller.
Officially a baller.
Yeah, I haven't balled in a minute because I tore my ACL and I had surgery last year. But as a street baller, I don't street ball like that, I guess. But like, damn. They're not throwing money around like that. $200 in an open gym? No, I don't. Maybe I'm not balling the right places, but $200, $300, that's tough.
I agree with you. I agree. The fact that it immediately went to like, all right, $200.
Yeah, it's like, you got to start low. Let's go 20. Let's go play for 20. But that's more realistic to me. You know, obviously, they had to get to the.
In the original, I saw like 20 minutes of it or 30 minutes of it.
Yeah.
In the original, it's definitely like that. He's like, you know, let's bet $200, whatever, right? That go, he goes to that, and he goes, you know what? I got $1,500 right here. Like, it goes.
Yeah, yeah, it gets a little ridiculous. Jump. And so but like, I feel like back then it was more like that. Nowadays, it feel like it's not like that anymore.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. People have seen White Man Can't Jump.
And they don't want to get hustled.
They're like, yeah, I'm not getting hustled.
I don't think anyone's that confident in their basketball skills. I mean, people are, but I'm not. And so I've never seen it that much, but yeah, sure.
Who was carrying around that much cash, too?
Exactly, bro. Back then. Yeah. But I'm not gonna hate on that too much. It's fine. That was one part that felt rushed a little bit. They just ball, and you barely see them really balling that much.
Yeah,
Which is fine.
And what's big about the original is like the relationship that they foster, Wesley and Woody Harrelson. That's not necessarily like, yeah, they kind of a little bit here, but it's a lot better, and I think in the original, because they kind of connect on that level, and that's like, and again, it's like we were talking about with Ted Lasso, where it's like it's not a soccer show. It's a show that soccer is a setting, and I think it's a similar thing where like basketball and like hustling people is the setting, but it's mainly about these two guys who foster a relationship.
No, and I agree, but the problem I think with this one is, and I haven't seen the original in a while, but I feel like they didn't foster that relationship as good. I did feel they were close, and at the end, they kind of just get close because he balls, you know, Jack Harlow balls, which is, yeah, I guess, kind of what it is in the first one.
Yeah, it's basically that, but it's also like there's a little bit more.
I felt like there was less heart with this one, with their relationship, less conversations that led to them being closer. It was kind of like they started balling together, they vibe with each other,
and
they
just kept balling together. That final scene where they like, they come back to each other, didn't necessarily hit as hard.
You know?
Where he's like playing the, I'm in love with you, Shane.
Exactly.
That part didn't hit as much because it's like, you guys argued like one time.
Exactly. You know? I guess it's kind of what it was, and the argument was pretty small, pretty big, but pretty small to an extent. Over what they were arguing over.
Right.
Just a game of basketball. It just overall, I thought that relationship could have been a little bit better. But at the end of the day, it's still fine. Like, right? Still wasn't bad. It was okay.
It didn't get to like.
It didn't hit me as hard.
Yeah, it didn't hit as hard.
The stuff with his dad didn't hit me as hard.
Dad didn't hit as hard either. Yeah, I agree.
So that stuff all, like, even it didn't even hit him as hard. To an extent, right?
Really?
No, I guess the point is like he kind of moved on and Jack helped him calm down. And
yeah.
That's part of it, but that didn't hit his heart. You know, that wasn't as understood, I felt like, as a viewer. I had to think about that for a second. Well, I guess Jack helped him out, helped him calm down.
He definitely missed on some things, but I think it's a fun movie. Definitely worth a watch, like, if you want to just chill on it, you know.
This is a perfect Hulu movie you throw on with your girl, and you enjoy the movie, and you have a good time. And I thought it was a really good... movie. It was funny. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it from beginning to end. I would be willing to watch it again.
Yeah.
I don't have anything negative to say about this movie. The end was funny. The ACL stuff was kind of funny. I will say, as someone who has torn ACL, it was hilarious to see him with the
both his ACLs.
Yeah, the two scars, ACL scars.
What I was saying too, like, what injury? Like, I know he tore his ACLs, right? But what injury is it that like he can tweak it? And then still play basketball.
Well, this is what I was gonna say is, as someone who was torn his ACL, I didn't love the cracking and popping sound of him landing.
What injuries?
Because he did it once and he played through it. He was like,
so it's like, how much of an issue is it really? Like,
he either retore his ACL right now, or I don't know. He just gave out, I guess. But it was making too weird of a like crackling, popping sound for me. Yeah. I'm like, he retore his ACL right now.
Yeah,
and then
that's what I'm saying.
Didn't happen. And then he does it again at the end, and at that point you can't tell if he really got hurt because he stopped playing, right? He got kicked off the game. So, with that stuff, I was like, you know, the injuries seemed unrealistic.
That's where I'm like, that's the only thing where I'm like,
I do relate to the ACL thing.
He's still a baller, but he has bad knees.
Yeah, I will for sure relate. He dunked too as I'm winning. I will relate for sure to the he knees kneels for his girl, and then he needs help. Like, I definitely would definitely need help if I took a knee.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, no. Overall, yeah, I just felt like there was minor little things you could nitpick.
It's a pretty good movie.
It's a fun. It's a pretty good movie. On a Saturday, yeah. Have a good time. Watch.
Have the movie, some laughs. And, especially if you're a fan of Jack Harlow. I think he does great in this. Mm-hmm. I think he should do more movies.
Like for I said, sure. Solidified him as this young up and coming star who is going to be a good actor and a good musician at the same time.
You give him a good comedy, I think he can kill it for sure.
Well, you saw him in Dave, right?
I have not.
I have not. You got to see him in Dave.
I think he has very good comedic timing. I mean, like, even in his just natural real life, like, mm-hmm. he has good comedic timing. So
shout out to Tyler Hero, by the way. Fucking hilarious cameo joke. At the end. Hilarious joke. So, yeah, overall, good movie, good vibes. I enjoyed it. I'm going to go ahead and slap my stamp of approval on it and give it a solid 7.5 out of 10.
It's good. It can't be solid if it's like a half thing.
It's solid. It's on there, solid man.
Ground, I guess. I'm going to give it a solid 7 out of 10. Okay. I think it's really good or a pretty good movie. It's a lot of fun. If you like Jack, it's even more fun. So. Mm-hmm. 7 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, I think that half is the Jack fan.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I agree. I don't even disagree with you. Like, because I wanted Jack to succeed and it was good, I'm like, oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. This is great. This is exactly what I was mm-hmm. expecting. So, that is our review of Jack Harlow's White Man Can't Jump.
Let's not call it Jack Harlow's, but sure.
The new remake of White Man Can't Jump. Pretty good movie. 7 out of 10 for me. 7.5 out of 10 for Josh. That is going to do it for this week's episode. If you guys enjoyed it, if you guys want to follow us, you can follow me directly at OBJack, OBWEJAC. You can follow Josh
at Josh _ G, 2 H's and 2 E's. If that's too confusing for you, it's going to be wherever in the description, wherever you're listening. Sorry.
Yes, that is going to do it for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Peace.